It is Hidden Gems Day here at the radio station, and we stopped in at Havlin Automotive to speak with Gary Havlin, president of the Who Did It Club. Please excuse the background noise. We started off the conversation with Gary explaining what the Who Did It Club is.
We were established in 1944, men coming back from the war, they needed help. And so they got together and they said, we'll supply them with hospital equipment as much as we possibly could. Well, it started out that way and has progressed to where we are now, where we supply hospital equipment as needed for a 3-month period for anybody in Norfolk County itself. We try not to get anything out of Norfolk County, just Norfolk County itself. We've had people from, like, Hamilton phone from the hospitals and everything else, but if they live in Norfolk County, then we'll definitely do it. We don't want to deny anybody anything, but we don't want our equipment to take off someplace and you'll never see it back again kind of deal sometimes, right?
Exactly.
We do any type of hospital equipment for anybody who has knees, hips, or broken ankles or broken arms or whatever that they need. Well, you've been to the clubhouse, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've seen what we have and everything there, so... And it's totally free of charge, and if they want to give us a donation at the end of their, after it, they can. If somebody needs it for more than 3 months, they're more than welcome to phone us back, and we'll more than likely let them have it for as long as they possibly need it. But our policy is 3 months, Norfolk County.
And you have like 2 big fundraisers a year. Could you tell me a bit about those?
We have our men's barbecue, which is at our clubhouse. We serve pork and beef barbecue with all the guys. Get there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's runs. We start serving at around 5:30. We serve 600 people, 600 guys, and we're normally done by about 10:30, cleaned up and everything else. The following month, we have it's a mixed barbecue, the exact same format. But it's men's and ladies, and we serve around 740 people. And same venue, same everything. Our third sort of fundraiser that we do is called a Pot of Gold, and we sell tickets. And I think it's 300 tickets. And every week we draw a number after they're all sold. The winner gets $50, and at the variant, and their name goes back in. And at the end of the final draw, which is like a month or so ago, we put all 300 in there. We start drawing again, and then the final person wins $1,000. That's the three fundraisers we basically do.
Mm-hmm.
The two big ones are the barbecues.
And with the 25 guys that are members of the club, could you tell me a bit about the volunteering? What work goes into being a member of the Who Did It Club?
Every day, we're not at the clubhouse all the time. We're all volunteers. So every day, somebody's on call. One of the members draws up a list and say, next Friday, for example, next Friday, I'm on call. So what I do is Friday morning, I check my calls, Friday at lunch, and then Friday at noon, I phone in, check the calls. Anybody who wanted equipment, they just leave a message. We answer the messages. We make arrangements to meet that people that night or the following day or whenever is convenient for them. So there's 31 days in a month. There's 25 guys. Everybody gets one day, and then every weekend there's one guy will get 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday, and that week equals out to the 25 guys. We do our own clubhouse out there. We do management all ourselves out there, and all the maintenance and everything else is all done by us. Everything.
And is there anything else you want people to know? Like, if someone's never used the service before, how do they contact you?
Our name is in the phone book. Most of the people at Reach and the hospitals and the nursing homes around town, they know our name, and they normally give it out to people. The Reach program, and it's the Norfolk the long term something, I forget what they're called, but they know about us. So they just give us our phone number, or give the person the phone number, and then they just phone the phone number that's that 428-0271, and they just leave a message, and we'll contact them back within a day or within that day normally.
Perfect.
We're a quiet club of 25 guys. That's mandatory. That's all we have, and we just serve Norfolk County as best as we possibly can.